Dear friends, as we begin this season of Advent, the coming, we celebrate the Lord's first coming as we honor the incarnation, God becoming human at Christmas. But we have these readings that are speaking about a second coming, when the Lord comes to judge the universe, to judge the world. And the Lord does not want us to be caught off guard. So we have these readings from the prophet Isaiah, who was preaching to the people who did not listen to God and were exiled. And he gives them this hopeful vision of the Lord's mountain being the highest of all the mountains. And as we know in the scriptures, it's not simple literal words, but this symbolic reality. How did the mountain of the Lord become the greatest mountain? It wasn't because it got larger geographically. It's because the Lord was crucified on Mount Calvary, which isn't the highest mountain. But it became the greatest mountain because it's where we saw the Lord making amends for our sins and inviting us to share in his resurrected life. So that everything we do, we shouldn't be like the people at the time of Noah, just thinking these good things of marriage and eating and drinking are for our self-indulgence. But everything to be done, as St. Paul tells the Romans, is to be done in the Lord. And so there's the third coming of Christ, the personal coming, which happens at all the sacraments, so that we come to know him. We know what we're looking for and preparing for. A God of power and might, a God of mercy and love, who is seeking us out. We will all die. That's where we will have our own personal judgment. And if we're not prepared at that time, it won't go well at the second coming, at the end of the time. So brothers and sisters, let us know our Lord is desiring. He's seeking us out. He's the thief that is coming to find us and wanting us to be ready. St. Therese of Lisieux, she said, I look for him, not to call him out, but to invite him to me. I'm ready to go with him. And I'm constantly looking for him to be ready to go with him when he comes to invite. As we hear in the gospel, one will be taken, one will remain. Let us be the ones that are ready to be taken. That we're living life always. Everything we do is based on what God is wanting for us. To find him in everything. Not simply to indulge ourselves. We hear the warnings of that. That we should not be caught off guard. We've heard about his first coming, and those who were told to prepare for the coming of the Messiah missed it. They were expecting something different. Let us not allow that to happen to us by entering into this season of Advent and looking at the places where we take for granted or don't even notice that God is a part of this. And where he often reveals himself most beautifully is the places we least like to be. Sick, suffering, at oppositions with our children or our spouse. That's where God is wanting to enter in for us to experience this new life, the resurrected life, the new nature we received in baptism, and the life of God himself that we receive in the gift of the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, this is how we prepare for his coming. We prepare by getting to know him in his bride, the church, and in the sacraments. So let us spend these 4 weeks. We have a full Advent season. Christmas falls on Sunday. So we have every day of Advent. To grow in grace and readiness, alertness, that we see God in all these things where perhaps we haven't noticed him before. This is what Advent is about. to make ourselves ready at every moment to see and meet Christ and invite him into our reality.